The Sitka Sound Sacro Herring Fishery will go on two-hour notice starting at 11 o'clock this morning. The two-hour notice means that when a fishery is called, officials will give the fleet a minimum of 2 hours to get into position. In general, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game waits to call an opening until the percentage of mature roe is above 11%. Two test samples were taken yesterday, ranging from 7.9 to 8.9% mature roe. Sitka Sound Sacro Herring is one of the state's most lucrative fisheries. There are 48 permit holders. The U.S. Marshals Service says the man listed as a person of interest in the abduction of 18-year-old Anchorage barista Samantha Koenig has been returned to Anchorage from Texas. Marshals arrived yesterday afternoon with 34-year-old Israel Keyes. He was transferred to the Anchorage Correctional Complex. Keyes was arrested on a charge of access device fraud for allegedly making cash withdrawals from a stolen debit card. The card was not Koenig's. Koenig has been missing since February 1st. A surveillance camera at the coffee shack where she worked showed her being led away by a man that police believe was armed. Koenig's father says she did not know Keyes. James Koenig says he believes his daughter is a victim of a random abduction. The Alaska Redistricting Board now in the midst of redrawing the state's political boundaries. That comes after the Alaska Supreme Court ordered the board to follow the process laid out in an earlier case, Hickel versus Southeast Alaska. That means the board is to design a plan focusing on state constitutional requirements and then determine if it complies with federal law. If it does not comply, the board is to make revisions deviating from the Constitution when deviation is the only means available to meet Federal Voting Act requirements. The board's executive director, Taylor Bickford, expects the board to consider staff-drawn maps focused on constitutional requirements as a starting point for their work. Hearings are currently scheduled through Saturday. With less than 3 weeks remaining in the legislative session, it's looking unlikely that lawmakers will pass a bill to reestablish the Alaska Coastal Management Program. A citizens' initiative setting up a program has been approved for a statewide vote later this year, but lawmakers could preempt the measure with substantially similar legislation. Kodiak Republican Alan Osterman, the House Majority Leader, introduced a bill that closely mirrors the initiative, but Osterman says he's aware that some House members oppose legislative action on the coastal management issue.
We heard one of the sponsors of the initiative on the discussion with one hearing we had talking about something that works. And so that's really where our goal is, to find something that works and that's acceptable to the legislature. Can we get there? We don't know yet.
Osterman's bill had one hearing in the House Resources Committee 2 weeks ago. A legislative legal advisor testified that lawmakers would have significant leeway to decide what substantially similar means. The group behind the initiative, the Alaska Sea Party, supports legislative action. Sea Party Chairman and Juneau Mayor Bruce Botello has said a bill passed this session would get a coastal management program up and running sooner and avoid a costly and potentially contentious campaign to get voters to approve the initiative. Before closing last year, the Alaska Coastal Management Program allowed the state and local communities to have greater input into federal permitting decisions along Alaska's coastline. It also helped developers by streamlining the regulatory processes of various state and federal agencies. The legislature failed to authorize it or reauthorize it after the Parnell administration and some House Republicans fought efforts to expand the role of local communities. State senators working on a final version of a bill amending the tax on oil and gas yesterday asked the Parnell administration to get them information on what the governor says needs to be changed. The legislature has complained for the last 5 years about not having revenue data to support their decisions on oil taxes. The system first underwent major changes in 2006, and it was revamped in 2007. Revenue Commissioner Brian Butcher told the Senate Finance Committee that rewriting the working side of the law, the regulations, and the filing documents has been a huge job. He says he expects the mid-2013 reports, based on work going on now, will likely be up to date. However, he says catching up with old data and reconciling it has been a problem.
We've been more restricted in being able to get information in that because we're dealing with years that companies have given the information to the department in the particular categories and subcategories that they have always done it, and it's not so easy to go after the fact and try to break it down into the kind of detail we would like.
The committee did not want to hear of more delays in getting information relating to the oil taxes that they're working on. The immediate questions concern the use of credits against taxes, specifically the incentives to encourage exploration. Co-chairman Lyman Hoffman said he voted against the last tax change because the information was lacking.
We're not talking about millions. We're talking about billions in the past, and we're talking about billions in the future. We need to be on top of this game because those are our credits, and we should know if they're working or not working, and it should be a very high priority.
And Bert Stedman, the other co-chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, said the Senate's financial consultants have cautioned about the credits, saying they are too much. He cites early estimates of work on existing fields that projected costs of about $60 million, and he says that was off by about $2 billion. Commissioner Butcher agreed that more information is always better. However, he says he cannot produce historical information on the results of previous statutory changes until the auditing systems are in place, working, and verifiable.
Do I feel comfortable with where we are with the initial audits being done on a year-to-year basis and giving us an accurate view of where we are? Yes, I do.
Gullivan Democrat Donnie Olson does not share Butcher's view of the situation.
When the governor starts asking for more tax credits for the oil companies out there and we don't have the information, I don't have the comfort that you feel.
Senate Finance Committee co-chairman Lyman Hoffman reminded Butcher of the votes that were lost on the last tax change before the legislature because the administration did not have the information to support it. The bill is still before the Senate Finance Committee. A measure helping villages set up safe water and sewer systems is getting some attention. The bill would create a task force that would collect information and hook into simple systems that could work in rural communities. It would also come up with a list of the most needed projects. The measure passed out of the House Community and Regional Affairs Committee Friday. It's a companion measure to a bill in the Senate, which is sponsored by Angoon Democrat Albert Kukesh.
We've got numbers that show that there are 6,000 homes that are without water and sewer in rural Alaska yet, and nobody seems to be paying a lot of attention to them, so we're kind of concentrated on and hoping we can put that together and people will pay attention to that.
The Senate measure made it out of the Chamber's Community and Regional Affairs Committee around the beginning of March. Both bills now go to their chamber's respective finance committees. If passed, the 9-member task force would research water in sewer systems in other northern nations. It would also work with state and federal agencies to streamline regulations and fund programs that could speed development. Fiscal notes estimate the task force would need about $100,000 for its 1 year of work. The measures are House Bill 362 and Senate Bill 147. Links to both are posted on our website at ktoonews.org with this report.